I love getting the night watchers on the show as much as possible. We've got Dan from the Night Watchers group at the moment. Usually Pete's with him, but how you going, mate?
I'm good, Doc. How are you, mate?
I'm doing all right, mate. I noticed your videos on YouTube have gone off even more. I did see a thing in the Gympie Times just the other day about Joe's Waterhole, and I thought, wow, did you guys know about this? And then you reminded me it was season one, one of the really early ones of your ghost hunting.
Yeah, that was one of our first locations that we did a overnight sleep at. It was a really awesome location. Because it's got such a tragic past with back in the 1930s, I think it was 7 or 8 people perished on site in a fire, and they didn't have a fire brigade out there, so they rebuilt the new pub on the old site. But Dan and I stayed in the in room 11. It's meant to be the most haunted room in the hotel, but really interesting location.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if people can do the overnight stays now to do some ghost busting, but you've already got the video up there, which I'll repost again for people, because everyone's talking about, well, they talked about our chat a few weeks ago when you were launching season 3 on your YouTube of the Night Watchers Paranormal. Now, the Gympie Cemetery video is getting a lot of traction too. Man, how scary. You guys just plunge in, don't you?
There's no holding back with Dan and I. Like Dan and I always say, it's important to get that evidence, you know. We don't fake anything. We don't make anything up. It's all legitimate, you know.
Yeah.
And that Gympie Cemetery, wow, what a location.
What do you take away from that? Why is it chilling you?
Well, basically, just the way that the cemetery is, the way it's set up, the sounds of the place and the history in the graves. Like, you've got graves up there that are like 200 years old, you know. So there's a lot of history there. But it's just the feel of the place too. It's a really chilling place.
Very interesting. And you always make sure you're respectful when you go to those places too. People think, oh, what, you're traipsing over, you know, graves from people who've done, you know, so much for us in the past. I mean, I want to stress that you guys are ultimately respectful when you go and do those things.
Any location like that, you have to be. Because people have to realise and understand that with graveyards and cemeteries and things like that, people's loved ones are buried there. So when you go in there, you've got to respect that. Like, if we see a pot of flowers on its side, Dan and I will walk up and place that back right. You've got to have the respect for where you are. You know, you can't just go pouncing in a cemetery and think, oh, yeah, let's be clowns. No, you've got to have that respect for what's there, you know what I mean?
Okay, you've released now the next episode, the Woombye Cemetery. How does that differ from what you've seen in Gympie? Is it just as old?
Just as old, yeah. Basically, the Woombye Cemetery is when they had the gold rush up in Gympie 100-odd years ago, however long it was one of the first cemeteries that were built on the Sunshine Coast here. When Cobb and Co. used to run up to Gympie to grab the gold and come back down, Woombye was one of the settlements that they stopped in. But, it's got a war memorial in there as well for passed away soldiers. Beautiful location, I will tell you that now.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
It's a pity the people there can't appreciate it, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right, mate. Yeah. Unfortunately not. But a lot of history back there. They've got, I think there's graves there that are about 120 years old.
Just explain to me, when you go and do, say, the pre-visits before you do the filming, say in Gympie or Woombye, those cemeteries, is the feel different during the day to the dead of night?
Totally different. You got to realise too, any location that may have spirits in it is going to be haunted 24 hours a day. But in the daylight, it's a completely different feel. When you go back there, because Woombye Cemetery has no lights in it, and if you watch that video that we released the other day, you'll see that I turn off the light and Dan and I are standing in the complete pitch black dark. So, one, you've got where you are being a cemetery. Two, you've got no visible light, so it's taking away the senses of your eyes. So, really interesting at nighttime. It's a lot more, you're attuned to a lot more sounds around you. So any little sound that you can't see during the daylight, it heightens that fear.
But you're not fearful blokes, which I love. And also,
no.
We talked about the Majestic Theatre last time you were in, and hopefully an overnight stay was going to come there. Any word on whether they're going to let you?
Well, we're just waiting back to hear from the lovely Alison.
I love Alison. She's got a big Halloween night coming up. I think a Hitchcock night coming up if you want to go.
Yeah, we're hopefully trying to get that location for our Halloween special.
Yeah.
But Alison, love Alison to death. She's been really great with us. Very helpful, very informative. She'll let us stay in there and do what we need to do. But at the end of the day, too, we're trying to help them, help promote the Sunshine Coast with our videos.
I love it.
So people around the world see a bit of history of where we're from, you know, and that's one of the most important things why we do this as well, is getting the world to see the Sunshine Coast. You know, it's a beautiful place.
Exactly.
Why not show it off?
Now, people who want to hunt down your YouTubes, if they don't follow the posts on our Facebook, what do they actually type into YouTube to find them?
Okay, so you've got to type in Night Watches of Paranormal Australia, and when you get that, comes up on, when the page comes up, you'll see Dan and I standing there, our ugly mugs right there, right in your face. And I think we've got about 85, 86 videos up there for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah, you guys work really hard. Appreciate you coming on and telling us about the latest, Pete. But hunt them down for yourselves. Gympie Cemetery and Woombye Cemetery, they're the latest in Season 3, and they will scare you.